Sweet home.
Thank you. to the drummer. I was originally a Giles, so that's my maiden name. And we've been singing for quite some time now. We started singing probably about 15 years ago, 16 maybe. I write a lot of our songs, and we do a variety of music, and I hope that something will touch you today. My dad's on the end over here. His name is Dale Giles. My mom is sitting in the blue here, Barbara. Y'all make them welcome today. My younger sister here playing the mandolin. Her name is Kimberly McClendon. If y'all make her welcome. This is her daughter behind me, Audrey, and she had the one on the front, Hallie. And then me and my husband, my name is Rachel, and I have three girls. This is my oldest, and my middle daughter, Elena, Carly, and the baby up here earlier was Adeline Forehand, if y'all will make all that up. My little brother here, his name is Joshua Giles, and he's married to Madison, my sister-in-law. Madison, wave to him. She teaches in Abbeville, so she teaches at the Christian school in Abbeville, so some of y'all may have seen her before. But we make up the Giles family. We're excited to be here today. We'll do one more song and turn it back over to Pastor this morning.
Jesus is good. to that. That we have a children's church planned for them and a program for them. And then also for the nursery and the toddlers. Nursery and toddlers, we have one for the infants and the toddlers that you'll be able to go to. And if you will just make your way out there as well, my wife is going to direct you exactly where to go to when you get out there for that. If you're comfortable with that, our workers are going
to be back. Glory to God, He's setting free. He's setting free. Yes, He's setting free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I've fully found my Jesus to see. For glory to God, He's setting free. Now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness of night has been chilled away. My feet are planted on higher ground. And glory to God, I'm overbound. He set me free, yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I've glory found my Jesus to see. For glory to God, He set me free.
Would y'all please come out for Tunnel Fellowship with your neighbors this morning? Is they don't have Jesus Christ. this morning. We're asking that you manifest yourself to us. I pray for Christians today that are struggling in their faith. They're struggling with guilt because they know they're not living right. And they're not following you like they ought to be. And God, today you'll draw them back to confession and repentance before you. Restoration in their life that they can know the joy of their salvation once again. So God, would you help us? Lord, we know that freedom is only in Christ. So in the next few moments, will you guide us as we sing, as we give, Lord, and we get into the Word of God in a little bit. And God, you'll do what only you can in our lives today. Lord, we want nothing of religion this morning, but a life change that affects every area of our being. So Christ, will you do it today what we cannot? We ask this in your name, Jesus. And all God's people say it this morning. Amen, amen. Thank you. To be seated. So good to have you here with us today, and I'm looking forward to everything on the property and enjoying what God is doing so far. I want to mention several things to you. There's several, just about every pew this morning has a first-time guest with us today, or someone that has not been back in a long time. We do not want to zero you out. We don't want to make you feel uncomfortable or embarrass you, but we do want to say a special thank you from our Sardis Church family for being here this morning. So Sardis, will you help me welcome our guests today? Especially our new Christians, please listen to and they are doing everything they can to serve the Lord. Let's help them with that today after the service and get out there and buy those and be a part of those. At this time, though, they're going to come sing a couple songs for us, and then I'll come back in just a moment with our first offering today. But glad to have them with us. Will you help make the Giles family welcome? Thank you.
Sometimes it takes a desert.
trust you with every sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you with
I'll go.
Verse number 13. way that leadeth to destruction or hell, and many there be which go in therein. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, everlasting life into heaven, and few there be that find it. Verse 15, he says this. Beware of false what? False preachers. False preachers which come to you in sheep's clothing. They look good. They know what to say. They carry a Bible. They're in churches all over the land. But inwardly, they are ravening wolves. They're not empowered by Christ. They're empowered by self. Self-motivation. Self-preservation. Look at verse 16. You shall know them by their saying. Fruits. And then look down at verse number 20. Wherefore by their, say the word again, fruits ye shall know them. And then look what he says. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, what day, when they stand before God. Hey, but we're just going to read one or two more verses. Watch this. In that day when they stand before God, many will say, what? Are they going to say? Let's look at it together. Let's read it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to set you up about that. Look at verse number 22. Many will say to me in that day, watch this, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works, all their spiritual faults? And then he says this, and then will I profess unto them, God Jesus will say, I will profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. For the next few moments, I want to preach on this idea, being on the right road. Let's pray. Father in heaven, right now, Lord, would you allow your Spirit to work among us, apply your word to our hearts, Lord. God, may you help me to be simple to the point. Lord, may you draw people to yourself. I pray for those who do not know you today, that today, that Lord, the blindness of Satan will be removed from their mind and eyes, and they can see their need for you. Lord, I pray for Christians today that are fighting the narrow way, that they will give in today to their shepherd and allow Christ to be the shepherd of their daily walk in their life. God, as the next few moments, Jesus, we pray in your name, and all of us will say
amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. You see. I lived the first 18 years of my life thinking that I was going to heaven. But the reality was, I wasn't going to heaven, I was going to hell. But watch this, I didn't know it. You came up to me and said, Joey, are you going to heaven? I said, man, I'm going to heaven with the heaven down, wide open. But the truth of the matter is, I wasn't going to heaven. If I had died in those 18 years, I would not have ended up in God's eternal heaven. And April 25th, 1999, I remember the date so vividly, and our folks have heard me tell it before. I remember going into a church in Amory, Mississippi, and the first time in my life I heard a preacher get up, open the Bible, preach the Bible and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I remember sitting there. this all the time. Did a couple weeks ago, or a couple months ago, I was preaching on about the police and all that mess going on. The only time I was scared of police when I was doing wrong. Only time I got mad at a police officer pulling me over when I was driving a 60 and a 35. All them donut jokes, we can put them aside. They're good guys, amen?
Yeah.
One of the guys in our church is in charge of investigations. They're forced. And in 1967, I think it was, in the United States, they set forth an investigative process and it not works. You make a claim, and then they begin to gather facts and put them on the table next to that claim. And then they look at what you said happened, what you said you did, what you said you were, and then they look at all the facts and they ask this question. Do the facts equal what they said? And they make a judgment not based on what you said, not based on how you feel, but by looking at the facts. And did you know this morning, if you claim to be a Christian, and we investigated your life this month, this last month, is there enough evidence in your life to prove that you really are a Christian?
Amen.
Come on. You better think about it. There's a lot of people in this earth. Here's what they mean. They think they're going to live like they want to. They're not interested in God. They're not interested in church. They don't want to serve Jesus. And then all of a sudden they're going to die and they're going to change their mind in heaven. You either know Christ and are following Him, or you're not. And this morning, the first phrase that Jesus said to those people was this. He said, many are going to hell. Now, if you're still with me this morning, say, move on. Number two, here it is. Look at the next phrase, if you will, in verse number 14, what he says. Because, why are many going to hell? Because, he gives us the reason, straight is the gate, narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life. And look at this word. Few there be that find. So the Bible says that few are going to hell. It says that few are going to heaven. Many are going to hell, but few are going to heaven. This means that there is not as many people that are going to heaven as we say, we think, or we believe. And you said, but Joy, this morning, why are few going to heaven and many going to hell? You say, the good thing this morning is I don't have to answer that question. The Bible answers it for us. Look back at verse 14, what he says. He said, because many are going to hell, because. Why? Here it is. Number one, straight is the gate. Did you know this morning that if you're going to heaven, the Bible says it's a straight gate. Now, who is the gate? Jesus himself said this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If any man, watch this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. What did Jesus say? He said, I am the door to heaven. I am the gate to heaven. But the Bible here says, it doesn't just say gate, it says straight gate. Now, what does this mean? I want you to look at it. Let me illustrate it. I want you to use your mind, and I want you right over here on this side, you're going to have a huge mountain that goes all the way up. And then I want you to turn around, and on this side, we're going to have another huge mountain that goes all the way up. And right at the front of those two mountains, there is a small opening. The opening is not wide. The opening is not big. You can't even see it from afar off. You've got to be close to it to realize there's a small opening between those two mountains. That opening is not only small, but listen to me, it's straight. What does that mean? It straight means only one person can go in. And not only just one person can go in, but that one person, you ready? If you're still with me, say, I'm here. That one person must remove everything from their life to be able to come in. Can I tell you this morning, why are many people going to hell? This is why. Because they do not want to come to Jesus just like that. And I'm going to tell you this morning. If you're going to be a Christian, you've got to come to Jesus just like that. You've got to turn, listen, from your sin, your religion. You've got to leave all that behind. Oh, which, well, I've been baptized, I've been sprinkled, I've been required. Listen. You got to leave everything behind, and you got to come to Jesus Christ just as you are. You got to see it.
Amen.
And I want you to see this. Here's the next thing. He said, number one, the first reason, because straight is the gate. But then look back at verse we had about 100 cows in that pasture one time a year, we would have to worm all those cows. And I'm going to tell you, I hated that. I loved eating them, but I hated worming. You know why? Because I was just a teenager, and I thought the purpose of those cows was to kill me. Let's be honest with you. I was the one that held the gate. We'd get them out there in the pasture, we'd suck them in with some feed, you know, and get them in the corral. going to stand before Jesus, and then here's what they're going to say. Lord, Lord. Brother, we translate that for us in South Alabama. You ready? They're going to get up here and they're going to say, hey, Lord. Hey, Lord. And the Lord's just going to be there like, never say, Lord, it's me. It's me, Lord. You know me. I went to church. Everything I need. Lord, you know me. You know me. Every time I get wrong, I feel bad about it. Lord, you know me. Lord, you know me. I'm the one. You remember that lady next to me? She didn't. I know that old woman's jar. Lord, that was me. And the Lord's going to say, depart from me. Ready? Never knew. He didn't say I never saw you. He said I never knew you. Why? This is why. Because to be a Christian, you've got to make a conscious choice. God, I'm tired of being in control of my life, doing what I want to, how I want to. Everything's about me. And Lord, I realize today that your Son died on the cross for my sin. He gave his blood. He rose from the dead. He's alive. He is speaking to my heart right now. And Lord, I am going to turn from my own way of living. And I'm going to turn to Jesus Christ. And Jesus, you ready for this? God, I want you to know how to please you. I want to know how to live for you because I've been living for myself. I want to know what you want me to do. And Lord, I receive you. I'm inviting you. You're trying to get into my life. Lord, I give you my life. And I'm trusting you to be my Savior. And the Bible says,